Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the morning show. Tuesday, December 23rd. It's Christmas time. This is Christmas week. This will be the last morning show before it goes on hiatus for a short bit. I'll be back next Tuesday. Have no fear. I'm your host today, Phil Huff. With us, we have perennial guests from Round Lake State Park nearby, several new people to the park, and we'll be talking more about activities going on there this winter, and just a general update on things at the park. We'll get to that in a moment. First, if we can find it, we're going to have a look at the weather, as grim as that is these days, and rain mostly and snow. I know that doesn't do anyone's heart very good, but we have tonight, or today, patchy fog, then a chance of rain with a high of 41 degrees tonight, only a low of 35. And so the rain continues tomorrow with a 90% chance of precipitation, high of 39, low of 35. And this continues on through with a 100% chance of rain on Thursday night. Does look like we could get some snow in the mix on Friday and maybe Saturday. So things are looking up a little bit towards the weekend. As I mentioned, we have with us today several guests in the studio from Round Lake State Park, Caitlin Kotlar. Say hello, Caitlin.
Hi, everybody.
Let's try that. I'll get your mic on. We'll try that one more time. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. Rob Brewer and Norm Sommerfeld. Welcome to the show. Norm, say
yes.
Hi.
How you doing
great.
Out
we got
there?
The microphone up. And Rob.
Hello. Good morning.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about each of you and what you do at the park. And we'll start since we started with Caitlin. Caitlin, not Caitlin. I'll maybe slip up once or twice because I know a few Caitlins. But tell us a little bit about yourself. And since you're new to the park, a little deeper dive into your background and how it is you came to be at the park and doing the work you do. But let's start with your role at the park and what you do there.
So I'm one of the new park rangers here at Round Lake State Park. I had started back in April. And I'm fairly new to the area. I moved into the area from Ohio. I come with a background with forestry, very diverse background, working with public landowners, or private landowners and public land, city government and entities and stuff like that. So I bring a lot of great forestry and natural resources and wildlife knowledge to Round Lake State Park. Mm-hmm. But yeah, beautiful area. Absolutely love it.
And you're newish to the North Idaho area?
Yeah, newish. I've been out here a few times.
So the park job brought you out or something else?
Family brought me out. My whole family is involved with natural resources. Ironically, I've got two other sisters, and each one of us has a natural resources field.
All right. Great. Let's see. We have another park ranger in the mix. Rob, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. My name is Rob Brewer. I too am relatively new to the Panhandle here, from the East Coast. Kind of moved around the country a little bit. I did work for both the Park Service and served for a Sheriff's Department on the West Coast for a combined total of about 15 years or so. Once I left law enforcement, it was good to come up here and spend life in the pine trees.
And how did you find your way to the Panhandle of Idaho?
I lived in Twin Falls, Idaho for a short period of time in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it was just a really great time. You know, down there, I would come up here to fish and hunt and vacation. And so when I found the opportunity to come back to Idaho, it was a top of my list for sure.
Excellent. Park Rangers. Tell us about that. I think everybody has a vision when we hear the word Park Rangers of Smokey the Bear and that wide-brimmed hat. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in Glacier or Yellowstone. What does a park ranger look like? What does that mean at Round Lake?
For the state of Idaho, I would say it's a little bit multifaceted. We do everything from push snow and dig holes to provide public safety, offer public programs for all ages. And it just kind of varies from time of year and park to park. Round Lake is just making sure, all of our visitors are safe. And then just providing natural resource protection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That all seems to make good sense. And before we go too much further, Norm, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be to Round Lake and what you do.
Well, I am the administrative assistant out there at the park. This hired on recently is that job. I was a seasonal there for starting in last year out there. I was a retired builder, figured I needed to do something else. So I went out and checked it out, and I love it out there. It's a great job. It's very faceted. You get to do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know there's a lot of administrative work to do anytime we're working with in a governmental agency.
Well, it's new to me right this minute, and we are, you know, trying to get everything pulled together for sure out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, give my regards to Mary. She's usually who we have on, and known her for years, and it's nice to see her taking a little break around the holidays.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna kind of jump into the, I think, probably a question on a lot of people's minds. What's happening right now with the state of the trails and all of the rain that we're seeing?
You know, it's slushy. It's very slushy. Our lake has come up, not a considerable amount, but, you know, so we're seeing some, you know, quite a bit of mud on some of our lower trails there. And then just whatever happened in the last couple of days here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some folks saying it's pretty muddy, especially on the east side of our trail system. Well,
that east side can flood out in the springtime, yeah. And I assume it might not even be passable right now.
It is, but if you go rubber boots,
okay,
for sure, you don't want to get your new Nikes dirty.
And the swamp tromp is probably you know, under a few inches or close to.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So for our new listeners, we always have folks who are moving to the area, tuning in to the first time. Tell us a little bit more about Round Lake, its history, how long it's been there, its size, what all it does, a broad view of what it offers.
So Round Lake, it's been around for a while, originally started off as a private entity, and they ended up, you know, selling it to state parks. But it's a beautiful park. It's a lake that was created by a glacier, you know, melted out. And it's fed by Kokalala Lake, so we get a lot of diversity coming from that lake and the water flow. We butt right up against IDL, so even though we're a smaller park, we can kind of expand in that public land feel by kind of utilizing the adjacent land there. Beautiful area to kayak, recreate, fish, very popular fishing area. We have a campground with 51 total campsites. So we now have the two cabins that were freshly built, which I'm sure we'll get to talking about later. Mm-hmm. Really great area to come out and visit.
And how large is the park unit itself without the adjacent lands?
Roughly about 60 acres, I believe.
It always feels larger. And maybe it's because you have those adjacent lands and some of the trails extend out onto them. And you can do a lot in 60 acres.
Correct.
Yeah.
Loop around the park, there's an inner, I'll call it inner and outer loop, the relative sizes?
There is. So we've got, I guess, technically three trail systems that you could name and describe. So we've got our most inner loop that hugs the lake shore called the Trapper's Trail. And that one is about 1.8 miles, it's just under 2 miles. It's a very good hike, very popular hike. And then we have our stewardship trail that's a little bit longer. I believe that's just over 2 miles of a hike. That's more popular for cross-country skiing, mountain biking, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we've got Swamp Tromp, which is always seasonably open or not, depending on weather, trees being down, and the likes. Right now, currently, Swamp Tromp's closed down because of the recent storm damage.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like usually to start with the updates and then go back and we'll talk about the regular things that are going on. And we'll just jump right to no need to bury the lead. But what Mary's been calling tree houses, and the last time I was out, they look like cabins.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the new units coming online and describe them. And are they ready yet?
Oh. Well, they're getting closer. Okay. That's the most famous question, I think, that the hikers, you know, the hiking trail goes right below it. So they're seeing us all the time working in them. They are built. We're waiting for everything to kind of get connected officially. We don't have a whole lot of in-depth details on pricing or when they'll become available. We just know that hopefully we're shooting for late spring, early-ish spring, sometime in spring 2026. We're hoping to have them available, but yes, they're tree houses. There'll be two units that be, available. One is ADA accessible. So if you are handicapped, it's a great opportunity to get out and actually be able to enjoy our park and lake. Both units will have water, heat, electric. The only thing that they're missing is a shower, essentially. And the shower houses will be available in the summertime. Just in the wintertime, be prepared to be without a shower for your stay. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be a really great opportunity to bring in a couple of new clientele and visitors into our area.
But you don't have to run out to the privy in the middle of the night.
No. There is a bathroom on site, yes.
are they what I would call dry? You need to bring your sleeping bag and linens and all of that.
So linens you'll have to bring, but we're going to do a unique thing where we'll have all the pots, pans cooking. So there'll be a microwave, a refrigerator, a induction stovetop. We'll have all the kitchen cutlery, pans, so you'll be able to cook in there, wash dishes. The only thing missing is the linens.
Okay, nice. Have you set a price yet?
We have not, unfortunately.
No, I wish. Yeah. To be determined. Hopefully, the next, probably two months or so, we'll hear.
And so, I'm assuming there's an online reservation system or something like that that's probably not active yet.
From my understanding, it will be the same online reservation system as our campground.
Yeah. Each cabin also will sleep six.
Okay.
Two queen size beds, two twins in them as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All in one big room or the individualized bedrooms?
It's all in one big room.
So it's like it's a cabin.
Yep. It is a cabin.
It's up in the trees. It really has
it's elevated.
An elegant look about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting and still waiting and still looking forward to that. And when they're back on, we'll have to have someone come on and say, hey, they're ready. Here's the key, or maybe a grand opening. Grand opening of some kind. So what else is new at Round Lake? What else is happening that's different?
Living pads.
Living pads, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to hopefully this fall here yet still, or winter, that our contractor will get wrap up on the rest of the living pads to the rest of the campsites that are there, which will encourage natural vegetation to grow around the perimeter of the.
And so those are where you would place your tent.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So 51 campsites and hiking trails. And tell us a little bit more about the ongoing facilities and activities.
Yeah. You know, this summer, I think we're going to be looking at some new and exciting programs for day users and campers. We haven't yet ironed out all the details, but I'm myself looking to put on some fishing programs, definitely some nighttime campfire stuff. And, you know, I think daily stuff. I think everyone's just kind of waiting for snow to get out and do cross-country stuff. And
Cross-country skiing.
Yeah, totally.
And as I recall, ice fishing.
Yes.
There's probably no ice on the lake right
now. There is not a single flake of ice.
No.
And often in December there isn't. As I recall, it seems to freeze up usually right after the holidays. That seems to be very popular. What did they catch in the winter?
Perch and stalker rainbow trouts.
Okay.
You know, you have fish and game comes in and gives us a couple deliveries throughout the year.
Hopefully
soon. I'm myself itching as well.
What are some of the other critters that are out in the winter folks might see?
This time of year, eagles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a nesting pair of eagles on the north side of the lake. A lot of geese, variety of waterfowl. They're making their way down south this time of year.
Some owls.
I saw that. No, occasionally there's moose tracks when we go out. Sometimes. I don't know how. Seems like they're getting scarcer and scarcer in a lot of places around here, but in years past, at least, there was a population that moved through.
Right. Yeah, there's plenty of turkeys, deer.
Yeah, your typical what you see in the summer. They still kind of hang out. Plenty of squirrels.
The beavers seem to hide a little bit, but I've seen occasionally holes in the ice, either beaver or mink coming up.
Muskrat as well. Muskrat. We have a healthy population of those guys.
Now, in the winter, too, there's an alternative entrance. Describe that for folks.
So our alternative entrance is a little bit closer to 95. So if you're coming off of 95 to get to our park, We have it wrapped. There's a sign there. It's a little group of mailboxes. It just makes it a little bit easier this time of year when it starts getting icier and the snow starts racking up. Our traditional entrance is pretty long. It's got a pretty good grade to it. So it just makes it a little bit more easier to maintain and easier for vehicles to come in and out of our park. But it's marked with some orange reflective tape as well to help visitors figure that one out.
And has the park shifted yet from the summer to the winter? Probably not, since there's no snow on the ground yet.
We have not yet. We have both entrances open currently. So if we do get, yesterday we had the sporadic heavy wet snow. I'm sure a few people were able to utilize that and help out. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we do get a significant amount of snow, we'll end up closing the gates to our main entrance. And then the winter entrance, as we call it, will take over.
Well, that helps with the sledding down that hill. That's one of the more popular things.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
long sled run along the main entrance.
Correct.
And that was one of the first things we found when we moved here 25 years ago. And it was like, oh, sledding, let's go out and try that. Mm-hmm. It was one of those winters, but it was actually really good. So not every winter is, but.
Hopefully around the corner.
Yeah. And so there's also a couple of pavilions. Tell us a little more about those facilities.
Yeah, we have a beach house that would occupy 25 people that is up for reservations all throughout the summer. And the Ponderosa shelter, up to 50 people, also available for rent as a group on that one as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both really nice. I will still call them the new pavilion, the one that's up higher, but it's been there for a while now.
Yeah, it has.
Seems to get a lot of use. Programs, wonderful amphitheater. Those are mostly focused summertime programs. Probably people aren't going to sit out in the winter and listen to the ranger talk so much.
Yeah.
Although the amphitheater is a great event place for weddings. We just recently had one here last month.
Yeah.
A wedding out there.
Nice. Well, the campground does stay open through the winter, right?
Correct.
I've seen people camping in the winter anyway.
So
it's open all year round. Yep. We maintain 5 campsites for people to come in and camp anytime.
We do turn the water off in the winter. But we do have electric.
Bring your own water. But there's electric, and then the restroom facilities must be open. So,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those hardy ice fishermen who don't want to go home, they just want to get up at the crack of dawn at 8 a.m. or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else is coming up in 2026? What does the new year hold?
Hopefully a nice busy camping season. I know Rob and I, like he had mentioned earlier, we're still in the works of it, but we got a lot of cool events coming up. I'm sure we'll have a lot of repeat programs that we had successful last year. One of our probably most popular programs that we had last year was between the BAT program and our bear safety course. So I'm sure we'll be bringing those back. I think we're just looking forward to having a smooth year again and bring as much joy as we can to new visitors.
Mm-hmm. Seems like last year was, I just come out about a couple times a month during the summer, and there was a steady flow of people. I don't know if it was busier than normal because of the restrictions on some of the national parks, but it seemed like it was busier than normal.
Yeah, we had a few local campground areas, with Army Corps of Engineer and stuff that were shut down. So that definitely, I think, created a little bit more of an influx of visitation. Mm-hmm. The beach was definitely busy this summer. It was the popular hotspot this summer.
Yeah, that always is.
Uh-huh.
Good. We're kind of winding down towards the end of the prescribed questions I had. This is the lightning round of, anything else that you'd like to talk about. And Caitlin, we started with you at the start, so let's go there. And what else have we missed that you'd like to talk about?
One thing I know that we're always looking forward to, and it's getting to that time of year now, is seasonal employees. So we're always looking for new seasonal employees. We've got a really good team that comes back and returns. We're super grateful for them. But we're always looking to fill additional spots. For a small park, we definitely are an all hands on deck kind of park and offer a really cool experience for seasonal employees. But if anyone's ever interested in helping out at the park or in wanting to intrigue themselves into getting into the direction of working mm-hmm. with the park system. Round Lake's awesome.
What are the range of seasonal job opportunities?
We typically have, because we're a smaller park, we have what we call seasonal aides, and we kind of do a little bit of everything. So it could be anything from manning the entry gate on the weekends, maintaining trails,
cleaning
bathrooms. Little bit of everything. Am I missing anything else?
Weed whacking.
A lot of manual labor and stuff, but beautiful setting. Absolutely beautiful setting.
Yeah, the scenery never gets old.
If we have any folks that, you know, that have a wheelhouse of natural resource stuff too, you know, seasonal opportunities for doing interpretation programs, things with the public too, mm-hmm. we welcome all mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, while we're on sort of new things and things that maybe fall into the natural resource, that at one point there was a timber project that was scheduled for the nearby adjacent state land. Mm-hmm. What's the status of that? I know that's not the park per se, but
we keep in some touch with them, but because it's not on our property, we don't have a whole lot. Our hands aren't really into that project with mm-hmm. it not being on Round Lake's mm-hmm. land. But 2026 will be an interesting year when it comes to the backsides trails and stewardship. Mm-hmm. There'll be some impact, but we got some game plans to
will there be some trail closures as a result of that?
I'm sure there will be, especially in the back area. There'll be some trail closures, but we should have enough space on our property to mitigate those closures.
Still be able somehow to walk around the lake.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. We've got some plans up our sleeves for that.
Yeah, we're looking at some new short trails to put in to connect them while they're in the process of logging that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a fair number of short cuts, if you will, social use trails mm-hmm. that exist mm-hmm. outside the ones that are on the mm-hmm. map.
Yes.
That aren't really talked about a lot, but they're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be a need where we don't think so, but there may be a need where, you know, a partial closure for one to just a few days if they're moving some equipment and whatnot, but no long-term closures.
Fairly short term. Mm-hmm. It won't disrupt the campground experience or the new tree houses.
No. And it shouldn't disrupt any camping. If anyone's camping in the summer season, you shouldn't hear anything. It shouldn't affect anything like that. So that'll be very nice. It should be very minimal impact on the park.
Okay. Wonderful. Norm, we'll save you for last. Rob, any thoughts that you have, anything we didn't talk about that you wanted to go through?
Yeah, you know, just come on out, support your state parks. We have such great opportunities at every single one of our state parks here. Get your park passes, come on out, have a good time. We're open 365. Just get outdoors. It's never a bad time.
We haven't talked about that park passing again for folks that are new to the area. Mm-hmm. It's fairly easy in Idaho.
Super easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just a single visit to the park for one day is a $7 motor vehicle entry fee. Just one day. Mm-hmm. Or when you register your vehicle, you can pay $10 and have yourself a shiny sticker to put on your window, and you're good for the entire year. So, for the one-time price of one visit, you're good for the rest of the year.
When you register your vehicle, just to click the box.
Yep, exactly.
And that's good for any state park in Idaho.
Yep, mm-hmm. exactly. Right. Not just Round Lake, statewide. Yep. So,
statewide.
Yeah. And
it's the best. Yeah, it's best value you can get.
We take advantage of that. It seems mm-hmm. like if you go at least twice, you've more than paid for it.
Yeah, so, totally. Yeah.
Exactly.
Excellent. Norm, closing thoughts, things that we haven't asked you you'd like to talk about.
Wow. These guys took all my questions.
Yeah. Well, we saved you for last because I figured you've been there the longest. You probably know where the bodies are buried.
I don't know about that. But anyway, we do encourage anybody that would be, like, as they've said, if you're interested at all in coming out and working, it's a great place to work. Mm-hmm. It totally is. It's laid back. You know, you get to visit with campers that have been out there wanting to relax as well. It's just it's a great thing.
And we may have some folks listening who are now curious about working there. How would they go about finding more details about the job openings and the application process?
You can either go online and check us out there, or you can come visit the park and we can get you set up with an application there.
And what are office hours, if you will, in the winter?
I'd say right now, 8 to 5 would be a comfortable time frame. You know, we're there, you know, at least a little earlier to a little later. Even if we're not there, if you do give us a phone call, you know, we're probably out playing in the woods. So just leave a message and we'll get back to you. The visitor center may or may not be open this time of year. But you'll see us cruising around.
I guess a good rule of thumb is if you see a vehicle parked by the visitor center, feel free to knock.
Probably someone there.
Yeah, okay. Feel free to knock, and somebody might answer if we're in the VC.
Okay. Yeah. Do any of you, I mean, there's some facilities on-site or nearby for employee housing, aren't there? Or is that restricted to the park manager?
So we don't offer any, like, seasonal housing. We have one employee housing for park staff, for a full-time staff member. But for seasonals, we offer, I believe, 2 full hookup campsites behind the ware shop area that they could use. And so we do offer opportunities for some camping, or if you're a van lifer, RVer and stuff like that, you could totally have a full hookup.
Seems like a natural cross section there, intersection.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the KRFY Morning Show. It's the holiday week, Tuesday, December 23rd. The Morning Show will be on hiatus for the rest of this week, but we are here today if you're just tuned in, and you can always listen to the podcast later on at KRFY.org. But we are here today with folks from Round Lake, Park Rangers Kaylin Kotlar and Rob Brewer, and the Administrative Assistant, Norm Sommerfeld. Welcome. Thank you for coming on the Morning Show. And if anything is when those tree houses are on, someone will have to come back on and give us a short update. We also have a second segment with a 5 or 10 minute update. So let me know. I'll give you my contact info afterwards, and
for sure
we'll have you back on to talk about the tree houses. But thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay, we're gonna segue to the next part, the community calendar events coming up soon with a Winter's Night by Doc Watson.